Body, Mind, Spirit Radio, your life connection to the information for a healthy body, an enlightened mind, and a renewed spirit.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Body, Mind, Spirit Radio. You're listening live with Unveiling the Psychic Truth with myself, Courtney Overfield. excuse me, I have a little bit of a cough today, guys, so just kind of bear with me. The allergies are kind of acting up today. If you've never tuned into this show, then welcome. If you've listened in the past, then welcome back. This is an opportunity each month to hear some interesting topics and subjects about being psychic. My goal with this show is to talk about the truth about being psychic, to explain my personal experiences, to teach others, how to deal with their own personal experiences and so forth. This is a great opportunity for you to learn more about what it is truly like to be psychic. You know, I get that question so often, and that's part of the reason why I started this radio show, was because everybody would always ask me, you know, what is it like to be psychic? What is it like to be you? And it was always a question that was tricky to answer. Because for a psychic, our gifts are as natural to us as breathing. It's not something that we second guess all the time. We do second guess it. But to us, it's just there. It's not something that is always put in a cardboard box and put to the side. You know, it's not an article of clothing that you could take off and say, well, I wore it today and that's great and dandy, but I'm not wearing it tomorrow. It's a natural part of us. It's a natural sense. In a way. So for a lot of psychics, it's almost like if that is a natural part of us, then we just feel like we're being ourselves. You know, we don't feel any different. But then society shows us that we are, and that's when we start to feel different. And I know that a lot of psychics have had experiences where their gifts are completely welcomed. And their gifts are loved and appreciated. But I've also met a lot of psychics who had upbringings that were very rough, and their gifts were not accepted. They were not accepted. So that's one of the reasons why I started this show, is to be able to express how things make us feel and how we pick up things and how things work. But moving on. You know, I thought long and hard about what I wanted to talk about today, and I even told my spouse, my lovely husband, I don't know what I'll talk about till I get out there. Excuse me. I didn't know what I was going to talk about until I got on here last month. Didn't really have an idea what I was going to talk about today until I got on here. A few months ago, or I should say last year, I did a show on depression. And I really, went over the stages of depression and how depression affects things and how you can overcome depression. But today I want to kind of cover that in a little bit of an interesting way. And I want to talk about the subject of how intuitives, how individuals who are intuitive deal with extremes in their lives. So I'm going to kind of put myself out there in a way so that you understand. Me and my husband are going through at least 3 major life changes right now. 3 at the same time. One of those life changes is that we are moving, which is a blessing. Another one of those life changes is that my stepfather is dying. And the third life change is that we're currently trying to adopt. So we're dealing with 3 major life changes at one point in time, and that can cause a great deal of stress, a great deal of stress. And the interesting thing is that I've seen it a lot lately. You know, take a look at social media. Everybody's depressed or stressed. And some of them are even a combination of the two. it's one of those things where it's like, holy crap. You know, I got on Facebook this morning to, promote this show, to put this show out there. And the first two posts I see is one woman saying how depressed she is and how she's been fighting through this depression. And the second post is how stressed somebody's at, you know, and that they don't have the courage to keep fighting. You know, social media is a great outlet emotionally. You know, Facebook has taught us that it's okay. It's okay to post whatever you're thinking or feeling. But it's also taught us we will be judged. You delete that friend because they have a political response that you don't like. You know, you delete that person from high school because you don't like that they had six kids. And all they do is post about them. It's a place of judgment. And Twitter, Instagram, they're all places of judgment. But it's also a place of expression. And you will see a lot of people post a lot of different things. And it's heartbreaking. It's so heartbreaking for me to go on social media to promote my business or to promote what I'm doing or to talk about what I'm doing and offer my services and to see that kind of expression. But it's happening more and more. One of the things that I took part in back in May, and it will also be re-airing in June, was I was part of Dr. Andrea Lee's show, Fairy Tale Interrupted. So if you didn't get a chance to listen to her shows, please do, because her show aired live on May 9th, and her second episode actually aired live on May 12th. And her second episode that was aired on May 12th, which was not her air day, she only has one air day a month, will be airing live again in June, actually next Tuesday at 10 a.m. But I partook in this show that she had on teen suicide. I joined the round table to discuss, you know, teen suicide and my psychic impressions on it and my own experiences with teen suicide. You know, it was a heavy topic and it brought so much up emotionally with depression and stress and things along those lines because teen suicide is severely on the rise. They're severely on the rise, and it's not stopping. It's not stopping its momentum. And then to top it off, adult suicide is more common now too. You know, the weapon of choice for a male suicide is a gun. Think about that. Why is that their weapon of choice? Why should they even have a weapon of choice? But the reason why I wanted to bring up that topic is because with so much stress and depression and emotion, how does that affect the intuition? It's there. It's not gone anywhere. And even if you're not feeling it in a strong way or a strong, you know, hi, I'm here, I'm waving up the flag, pay attention, it's still there. A lot of people forget that. And a lot of people will put it to the side or ignore it because they're emotionally overwhelmed and because they're depending on their logic to get through. So let's take a look at this and say you had a piece of paper in front of you and you wrote down in three sections, you know, the first section, body, the second section, mind, and the third section, spirit. And let's talk about stress and depression. Stress and depression tend to come in two forms. They will affect the mind, and they usually start with the mind. I feel low, or I think I'm low. I think that this situation is making me feel low. I think that I'm not worthy of anything. I think that I cannot cope or deal with this. I think. So it's starting in the mind, and it's traveling into the emotional state, which is the body. Because when we have emotions create physical symptoms. For example, when you're stressed, your hormones rage. Your adrenal gland pumps harder. There's so many different things that happen to your physical body. So you are literally affecting the mind and the body now. So where does that leave spirit? Spirit's still there, but most people forget about it. So now let's take a look at the body-mind-spirit concept. Let's say that the mind is logical. The mind is logical, the body is emotional, and the spirit is intuition. Does this put this into perspective for you? You cannot have one unbalanced without affecting the other two. And if you're dealing with a severe amount of stress right now, or even depression, take a look at how you feel. Are you physically suffering? Are you sleeping? Are you eating? Are you doing the things that you physically feel like you should? What about the mind? Is it racing? What are the things and the thoughts that are going through your head? I cannot cope. I cannot deal. I cannot live like this. What are those things? And then take a look at your intuition. Because once again, it's still there. A lot of times when we are so stuck within our mind, so stuck within our body, it tends to sit on the back burner. It doesn't mean that it's still not accurate. It doesn't mean that it's still not there. It just means that it's taking a step back because it's not getting through. You would need your body to exist just like you need your mind to exist. And because processes start within the mind and build through the body into the spirit, your mind is very integral. And your intuition will take a step back to allow that mind and body to function. Because if your heart stops, you die. And if your mind goes to a very deep, dark place, you will influence yourself enough to go. Your intuition will never do that. Spirit will never do that. You want to know why? Because it's unbiased. It is pure love. It is pure light. It is pure energy. Even if your intuition brings negativity to the table, it is for a purpose. It is for understanding. It's either A, because you can change it, B, you're not meant to change it, but you're receiving a warning so that you can prepare for it, or C, the information's not even related to you, and it's related to somebody else, and you can help change your life. Intuition is unbiased, but it will take that step back. You know, I just talked to a good friend of mine the other day who told me that they cannot work with their intuition because of their stress, that it's disappeared. They feel like they've ultimately lost their gifts. Nope, they haven't lost anything. They need to rebalance out the body and the mind. I'm just going to repeat this one more time because I know I'm probably driving you guys nuts, but I have to ingrain this. Spirit never leaves you. And you've lost nothing. So now let's take a look at this the opposite way, because we've talked about the mind, the body, the spirit. The mind creates thoughts, pushes into emotions, which create physical actions, and spirit's on the sideline going, toodaloo, I'm still here. Let's do this in reverse, where we actually go with spirit to heal the body and work with the mind. Backtrack up. Sometimes when we are flooded with thoughts, creating more thoughts is not going to clear out the old ones. Sometimes when we're flooded with emotions, creating more emotions is not going to clear out the ones on the table. By going into spirit, by going into that raw energy of the universe, that is where we can push back up and release this depression, relieve this stress. It's where we learn to deal, in a way, to where we rebalance the structure. Because as I said, you cannot have one on the line and expect the other two not to follow in sync. It does not work that way. Your body, your mind, and spirit are all interconnected. If one is out of alignment, the other two follow suit. So how can we work with the spirit? you're probably sitting at home saying, well, I pray. I've already prayed. I prayed to God. I prayed to Buddha. You know, I had somebody tell me the other day that things were so bad at one point in time that they literally got on their knees and they prayed to God and said, I'm giving it to you because I cannot deal with this and I don't know what to do. And this person told me, I screamed at God. I screamed bloody murder in my own home. And I gave it to God to fix it. That was her way of connecting with spirit. But what she didn't know was that energy beings are not just going to step down off the high ground, so to speak, come down here and put your life back together. That is not their job. Because every experience you have is a life lesson. It is evolution. Your soul is evolving. So while you're sitting there going, I am so stressed right now, I cannot cope with this, I cannot deal with this, and the depression is so heavy right now, I don't know what to do about this, and so forth and so on, you don't even realize that you're meant to go through this process. Just imagine that. Take a step back and look at that. You are meant to be where you are right at this moment in time, because your soul, your intuition, your energy, your enlightenment, you are still on your path. This is only going to make you stronger. And I know every single one of you guys at home listening right now probably wants to put your foot through the screen and knock me out. Because it's like, that's great and dandy. It's supposed to make me feel stronger, but I feel weak right now. I feel weak right now. I don't feel that strength. No, you don't. And maybe you won't for a hot second, but that's where spirit comes in to boost that strength. Stop looking inside the box. Stop standing inside the box of your emotions and take a step back and join me with spirit. Stand outside that box. Look at the situation as a life lesson. This too shall pass. This is not permanent. It is not permanent. There is nothing on the face of this planet that's ever permanent. Your own evolution, your own life should teach you that. So this too shall pass. And then we take a look at spirit. You know, well, I prayed and I begged and I asked. Yes, you prayed, you begged, you asked. But at the end of the day, once again, spirit is saying, we are here to help guide you. We are here to help offer direction, but we are not going to pick your butt up off that floor, dust you off and go, okay, make a right turn. It does not work that way. You have free will and decisions, and they are waiting for you to make a decision so then they can step up and guide you. They cannot guide you before free will takes place. And the thing about that is that all humanity has free will. So if they intercede before you take that free will, you know, before you've even consciously really thought about it, are they taking away your free will? You need to ask yourself that. And it's not their job to take away your free will. Their job is to just help guide. Just to help you kind of give you that little nudge. They're not there to make the decisions for you. They're not going to give you the answers. And that makes it so much harder because it's a struggle. That is why so many people go to psychics, because they don't have the answers. And do you know how many people and clients have looked at me ticked off because I won't tell them what to do? I will tell them their options. I will tell them what happens based on each option. Well, if you stay with this guy that you're miserable with, you know, the A, B, and C is going to happen. But if you leave, this is going to happen. And if you go with this other guy that you've been kind of interested in that you haven't started dating, but because you're dating this other guy, this could happen. I'm giving you your options and your choices, but I'm not telling you what to do. You go home, you make the choice for yourself. And that's kind of what the universe provides, is perspective. And that's one of the reasons why you have to kind of start with spirit, because spirit is non-biased perspective. Let's take a look at our lives. We're in stressful situations. We're in depressed situations at this point in time. You know, and we have to ask ourselves, are we standing inside the box looking at what's causing us depression and what's causing us stress? Because if so, let's take a step back in, or excuse me, a step out and be on the outside of the box, gain some perspective and trust in spirit. So you can pray to spirit, but you may be asking the wrong things. Please, God, fix this. Like I said, it's not something that God can fix. It is not something that God's going to magically come down and wipe off the face of the planet so that your life is better. That is not God's job. God is to get his jobs to give you the tools to be able to deal with these situations, but not fix them for you. Just like it's the universe, Buddhas, Kuan Yins, you know, whoever you pray to's job to offer you the tools to be able to do it, but you have to do the work. So what does that mean for us? How do we gain those tools? How do we look for spirit? How do we ask the right questions? And that's kind of where I want to take this show. So I'm going to take a quick break for a second just to talk about my skills and services and how you can contact me. I want to start off by saying that I don't do live readings on the show. So I never do live readings on this show. It's just not one of those things that I offer. If you would like to contact me privately for a reading, you can do that in a few different ways. You can go to my website, divinetemperance.com. All my pricing and my available skills are on there, and actually all my services and some of my handmade product lines. You can go to my Facebook, which is everybody's favorite form of communication. It's Divine Temperance with Courtney Overfield. You can like my page. I post all of my live gem shows on there. You know, my upcoming events, things along those lines, which I will get to in a minute. You can also email me at Moonbeam Essence. That's moonbeamessence@yahoo.com. Or you can call or text me at 313-516-8210. And I do readings out of state. I do readings by phone. I could actually do international readings too. So, and that's kind of interesting. As far as my upcoming things going on, so there's a couple different things I want to talk about. I do a live gem show on my Facebook page every single month. If you join my Facebook page and you take a look, I do live gem shows. So what does that mean? That means that I go live on my business page once a month. And if you go to my business page, it'll always tell you when, and I always give a couple, you know, weeks notice before I do this. And you have the opportunity to sit back in your chair, watch me on Facebook, and you can buy. I usually like to show my stones, crystals, candle kits, bracelets, you know, a lot of different things. So you get to sit back in the comfort of your own home, just watch it, and say sold when you want to buy something. And the beauty of it is you can pay through PayPal, or you can contact me personally to pay, and I ship. And I do try to do the lowest shipping rates for you guys. And the cool thing about the stone, the gem shows is all of my stones, jewelry, everything's on sale. You are getting a discounted rate as opposed to if you actually see me in person or you contact me personally. So it's an amazing opportunity to get some awesome deals on things. I will be having one coming up in June. I just haven't quite set down the date for that. The interesting thing about that is I'm really looking possibly at doing it on the 23rd or even the 22nd. I haven't quite decided yet. I also thought about doing it on my birthday, which is the 21st, but you never know. But like I said, you can go to Facebook and you can find that out. Right now, I actually have a really awesome thing going on my business page. It's called Date Night with a Psychic. If you're a local here in Michigan, you can bid on this. It is a bidding process, and I believe the bid right now is at $102. It goes on until June 16th. You can go on my business page, Divine Temperance with Courtney Overfield, and you can bid. You'll be able to see the post. And what it is you win free dinner with me, where you can actually pick my brain about anything you want about being psychic. And I buy you dinner. And then to top it off, You get an hour of free reading that you can use at your own disposal whenever you want, and that is $100 value. So for right now, the high bid, $102, she's getting a $100 reading and free dinner with me, where she gets to pick my brain about any questions or concerns she has. That is amazing. And if the bid reaches $125, I will throw in another free service. And I don't know what I'm going to throw in yet. Well, actually, I do, but I can't divulge that. It's a secret. It could be a free spell casting. Excuse me. It could be one of my spiral crystal healings, and those value for anywhere between, 30-minute is 70, and the hour is, I believe, 110. So anywhere between 70 and $110 value added in. So the more higher this goes, the more free stuff you get. And at the end of the day, you still get to go to dinner with me and I pay for it. So it's a great opportunity. I've had a couple people ask me about payment. You will have to pay before the date night, but the date night is not on the 16th. Whoever wins, we will schedule it. This also does not include anybody else. So if you want to bring your spouse, or if you want to bring, you know, your best friend, that is up to you, but they have to pay for their own meal. I'm only paying for the meal of the winner, and I'm only offering the free services to the winner. So it's one of those things. If you want to bid on this as a gift to someone, you can do that, and then you can actually transfer it into the name of the person you would like to give it to. So this is a great opportunity, and it's awesome, and all my clients are having fun with it. So if you would like to join, then definitely check out my Facebook. There is a ladies' spa event going on this Sunday, June 11th, that I will also be partaking in. This is a great opportunity because at the end of the day, it is for charity. This is actually... it's a lady spa and makeover event. It's hosted by Our Child Advocate. It is an adoption agency out of the Westland area. So this is going to support their agency to help place children in proper foster care homes and so forth and so on. So I will be there with a booth offering discounted readings, and I will also be there selling products. And it's Sunday from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. at the Hellenic Cultural Center. That is 36375 Joy Road, Westland. So just kind of keep that in mind. If you're interested, you know, definitely come. It is a $25 ticket in advance. You have to pay for the ticket to come through the door, but you get a lot of free stuff that is included with the ticket. So it's one of those things where you'll have access to a lot of stuff. So it's kind of cool. But there's going to be so much there: waxing, eyebrows, shaping, health screenings, manicures, pedicures, obviously psychics, makeup applications, facials, massages, hairstyling, glam shots, different healthcare providers. So please, please, if you're interested, definitely come. You know, it is one of those things that I always remind people that charity is an awesome thing, and this is just one of those causes dear to my heart. So if you want to book a private appointment with me, feel free. If you want to check out these events or these things, feel free. So that's kind of what I got going on. I do home parties, and summertime is an awesome time to have me out for a home party. So if you live in Michigan and you want a home party, a psychic to come in your home and offer a party and do readings, definitely contact me about that. Or go to my webpage, and my webpage can tell you all that information. So back to spirits, depression, stress, connecting with spirit to do that. So for one of the biggest things that most people will actually do is seek out a psychic reading. I know that sounds funny and it sounds like self-advertisement, but it's not. Because if you want to go have a psychic reading with anybody, I encourage it, as long as they're good, they're accurate, and they're not they're not somebody who's pulling your leg. However, the point of the psychic reading is to step outside of that box of depression and stress and take a look at spirit in that way. to hear spirit, because sometimes we are so closed off from our intuition that we can't hear the messages for ourselves. What's the easiest way to get those messages? To have somebody else pull them for you. That's why a good 50% of my readings, if not more, are because of stress and or depression. It's one of those things where it's perspective. It's having somebody else take a look and give you some perspective on things. So that's one of the most popular methods. Second popular method is prayer, meditation, things along those lines. Those avenues can work if you're asking the right things. If you're praying, you need to pray for guidance. Pray for or ask for guidance, help, encouragement to bring your intuition back forward so you receive those messages and you receive that focus. Meditation will allow you to connect with spirit. Sometimes you should connect in meditation to the issue. Well, the boyfriend's not listening to me, and he's got me so stressed out because he wants me to financially pay for him, and I just don't know why, and I can't keep doing it. Then go in and pull and talk to him on a soul level and ask him, why are you having me financially support you? Sometimes the things that we can't ask somebody in person are the things that we can ask them through spirit, through meditation, through connection in that regard, so that we get those answers. So there's some direction in that in those cases. One of the services, or two of the services, I should say, I offer, one of them is a spiral crystal healing. The other one is a spiritual cleansing. Services can sometimes help with that. My spiral crystal healing, I build a crystal spiral underneath my massage bed. There is literally a spiral of crystals underneath that you're being healed with. I raise the spiral up to do your manifestations, to create those changes that you need. I spiral down all of the negative energy that needs to go back into the earth to allow you to heal and ground and feel centered. A lot of people enjoy that service. And the cool thing is you get to take one of my Archangel Sands home, and then you also get a couple crystals with that. The other service is spiritual cleansings, and that's where I kind of act almost like a vacuum, or a vacuum, sorry. When you have children around, you rename everything. That service is where I actually act like a vacuum, and I suck out all the negativity, and I ground you out, and I work on rebalancing your chakra and your aura. And I actually, it's like a house blessing for a person. And then you can turn around, and I do provide candles that you would take home, and those candles will actually provide the house blessing. So that's different elements of both those services, but services like that can help. Those types of services, you want to make sure that you're seeing a reputable person. You know, Reiki can help with stress, and I know a lot of good Reiki practitioners. Trisha White, Sherry Gazdag, and the community are awesome. You know, those are great resources to be able to use, but make sure that you're going to an accredited place and you're going to somebody with structure or value. You know, you don't want to go someplace where somebody doesn't know what they're doing and you feel worse for wear coming back out the door. As far as other things that you can do, this is where I kind of wanted to get into this subject because this has been coming up a lot lately. What is my favorite way of dealing with stress? Because I have to have a favorite. How about we just not deal with stress at all? No, I'm just joking. Everybody's been asking me that with everything that we have on the table. You know, my husband is going to be applying for his PhD and, you know, the move, adoption. So many things on the table. How are we dealing with all the stress? How are we dealing with it? I can tell you that 90% of the time I do not seek outside help. I will not go to another psychic. It doesn't really happen. I don't do that for different reasons. Some psychics, it's very difficult to read another psychic. I've actually had people, psychics, be intimidated by reading me, which I will still never understand to this day. I've also, just didn't feel like it was the right method or the right place for me to go because I can connect with my intuition and my energy. But recently I did have a reading. You know, the things got so stressful that I did seek out side help, and I got a reading, and it gave me a great deal of perspective. That's okay. It's not my preferred method. I rarely ever use that method. And to be honest with you, the only time I really use that method is when I travel. And a lot of times it's just to see another psychic in another place, check them out, check out the location, like check out their services. You know, it's really interesting to see how people do things state by state or country by country. Because the way some of us psychics are here in Michigan may be way different than psychics are in Salem, Massachusetts, which is totally true because I've had several readings here. So I usually do it as more of like a trial and just to kind of see what comes up. I never really do it for stress or for correction. This was probably the first time I've actually done that in the last, well, maybe 3 years. So it's not common for me. My preferred method of dealing with stress, and I know this is going to sound really off the wall, is rocks. I know most of you are probably sitting there in your chairs going, what? How the heck, what do you mean rocks? Like, are we talking like snorting? No, we're not talking about snorting rocks. We're not talking about rock candy. We're not talking about nerds. stones, crystals is my preferred method. But let me explain. You know, there are so many stones out there that do so many different things, and so many of them have awesome and amazing vibrations to help you with situations. And yes, I know I am a witch, because I am. I don't hide that fact. And I offer spell castings. But I give so much spell casting energy outward with my candle kits and so forth. That is why my products do work, my services work. That at the end of the day, it is very hard for me to A, find the time to do it for myself, and B, for it to legitimately work all the time. And magic is a last option. Magic should never be your first option. Manifestation is different. If you're trying to manifest something and putting the energy out there, that's okay. But magic is more finite. It's more finite, which means that you do it, you are going to get a reaction. You are asking the universe something, and the universe will provide an answer. And it may be the answer you're looking for, or it may not be. Whereas a manifestation is kind of open-ended. You're asking for it, you're wanting it, and the universe will provide if it's meant to be. If not, it can kind of give you a different direction. Magic always comes with a karmic price, where a manifestation does not. Manifestation is almost like a prayer, a plead. Help me gain this. You know, you're using your energy to create that, you know, and ask for it, and the universe is going, should we or shouldn't we? Whereas magic is like, we demand an answer. And the universe is going, okay. But in the same sense, you get an answer, you may not like it. Magic and manifestation are just a tad bit different. That's why a lot of people prefer my kits as opposed to my spell castings. But when they feel like they got to go big, they will ask for a spell casting, which is a service I offer. You know, I don't use those types. I use manifestations more than I use spell castings for myself, because at the end of the day, magic should be a last resort. It should never be your first. And I actually teach that in my book classes. So, you know, that is another option, but it's not an option I depend on for myself. I like stone energies. So, for example, for depression, sodalites, lapis, blue agate, kambaba jasper, all great for depression. Let's see, strawberry quartz, strawberry obsidian, great for anxiety. You can also do a lot of your blue stones for anxiety, but they're more for depression. You know, there's so many different stones out there that can help with anxiety, stress, depression, things along those. Rhodonite is really good for, rhodonite and rhodochrosite are really good ones for anxiety and stress. I sell it out as fast as I get it in because it's a stress reliever stone. As a matter of fact, right now where I'm pre-recording this in my home office, I have two rhodochrosite pieces sitting right in front of me. I have a heart that I love. And I also have a little goddess that I love. She's they sit on my desk, along with two fire agates and my bloodstone turtle that I think is cool as bees. but they sit on my desk, and they're the ones that kind of I look at every single day. You know, so those are awesome stress stones. There's so many different things out there stone-wise that can help you, and stones have natural vibrations. You're not putting anything into them except for what you're asking for. What do I mean by that? Okay, I'm stressed. Help me overcome the stress, and they naturally vibrate to do that. You know, yes, you need to be picking out stones that will help you, but in the same set, or call to you, I should say. But in the same sense, you do have to understand that stones are naturally there for you. So they're everywhere in my home. They're everywhere in my office. I love giving them, getting them home. So that's one of the reasons why I strive to, do my gem shows and make my stone jewelry and stuff, because I love finding stones homes. It's like I adopt them and foster care them, and then I find them the right home. It's one of those things that I really enjoy doing. I love it, you know, and I love seeing the reaction and the help that they offer people. You know, I'm very stressed. Okay, well, you know, how does it hold this? And 5 minutes later, it's like they're in a calm state of mind. Stone energy can really do that for you. And I have been studying stone energies for over 10 years. I love it. And every day I learn something new about stones, and it just, it inspires me. I always get asked, what are my favorites? If my husband was here right now, he would probably laugh really hard, fall on the floor, and be like, go ahead, tell them. Why? Because I have an absurd obsession with two. I collect fluorite, a lot of fluorite. I love fluorite and labradorite. Why are these my favorites? Labradorite is also called the Aurora Borealis stone. Because of its natural flash tendencies, it tends to actually have this unique flash, and I actually just grabbed a piece because I have some sitting here, to look like the Aurora Borealis. It has flashes of greens and golds. It is said that the higher quality flash can actually be considered spectral light. So if you get a good piece that has some real, almost like every color, it tends to have more of a spectral light to it and a good energy in that way. Labradorite has the ability to take negative emotions that you are feeling and negative thoughts that you are feeling and turn them into positive. I can't tell you how many times I've been so grateful to have one of these in my pocket, because if I get stressed over a situation, it's almost like the lab will help dissipate that stress and allow me to move forward. It'll help clear my mind and clear my thoughts so I can move forward. It clears out that nervousness that kind of comes with that anxiety. And I'm not an anxious, stressful person all the time, but I own one business and help run half of another. I do have stress. But Labradorite is my favorite because of it. It's really healing. It's very calming. You can sit there and stare at the flash for hours. But I love that it dissipates that negative energy, and I really highly recommend it to a lot of clients. Why do I love fluorite? I love fluorite for multiple reasons. A, the colors are gorgeous. The blues, the greens, the purples, yellow fluorite is actually rare, but you can find it. Actually, I have some pieces with yellow fluorite in it. But it is a very calming stone. It works really well with your intuition. It can actually bump up your intuition subtly, not very strong. So that way you're feeling that climb of, oh, I'm tapping into my natural gifts, but I'm not overwhelmed. It is great for stress. It will mellow you out. It will calm you out. A lot of people can just stare at it and feel calmer. It's almost like, it reminds me of like having a cat or a dog, if you're a pet person, where it's like you have that comfort and they're there to kind of be there for you and support you and kind of boost you up. But in the same sense, maybe you just don't need it all the time. Kind of think of like a teddy bear, but like that soft, gentle energy. The other beautiful thing about fluorite is it's a pain reliever stone. If you suffer from chronic pain or pain in any way, fluorite pulls it from the body. I actually wear fluorite every single day because of this fact, because I have chronic pain from head to toe. So, and I suffer in chronic pain every single day. I don't use medications, and I'm not saying you shouldn't. This is not me saying don't see your doctor or don't listen to your doctor's recommendations. I'm saying what worked for me was stone therapy. And you can add stone therapy in just as easily as you can take it back out. So fluorite and kyanite are really good pain reliever stones, but I prefer fluorite, and that's one of the reasons why I keep it around. Now, just so that you guys understand, these are my favorites. These are not the only ones I have. Just looking around right now, I see an agate core tower and one of my amatrine crystal balls and a selenite tower and lemon quartz and a sodalite cat, malachite everywhere because my husband collects it. Lapis everywhere because my husband collects it. Right in front of me is also sitting a chrysocolla, malachite, you know, combination kind of palm stone. It kind of has that combination of both. You see the azurite malachite kind of going on in there. You know, so those things are just within, a shot of me. I can see those things. So it's one of those things where, I collect all kinds of crystals, but it's a wonderful thing. Put them in your pocket. Wear them around your neck. I like to go through my collection and put a couple in my pocket each day, depending on what I need. You know, there's stones for helping you let go. There's stones that will help motivate you if you feel like you can't even finish a project. There's stones for energy. There's stones for money and prosperity. I actually just got in huge chunks of aventurine, which is a great money and luck stone. You know, these suckers are gorgeous. You know, but the thing about it is there's stones for almost anything you can think of. And this type of therapy has been used for thousands of years. It does work. And ultimately, I just prefer it. I prefer to allow something to step in and help me with my stress. So one of the things that I've been doing lately, and I just actually talked about this with a couple of my clients, I actually have a tower. And it's probably maybe like 4 or 5 inches long, of tourmaline. It is black tourmaline in quartz. And I sleep with it. I can hold it in my hand and fall asleep with it. It helps ground me at night. It helps relieve my stress. It helps me get to sleep. And as crazy as my husband once thought I was, he doesn't think I'm crazy now because this is just my norm. But he will, oh, here's the stone, you know, here's your wand in the bed again. But I sleep with it. And it helps ground me. When I don't have time for meditation and I don't have time for that structure of, you know, praying or meditating or grounding or, you know, writing out my stressors and trying to find different solutions and so forth, this is how I do it. I allow a stone to step in and do that for me. And it works. And for any of you guys who are like, wow, this sounds really interesting, I would kind of like to do that for myself, contact me. Call me at 313-516-8210. Email me at moonbeamessence@yahoo.com. Go on my Facebook, message me. Because I do have a couple of these towers available. I didn't just get myself one. I got, you know, some to put out for sale. So, and I will show you pictures and show you what I'm talking about. But those are different options. You know, sleep with your stones. They can help ground you and vibrate you in a positive way that way too. So there's different options to deal with the stress and the depression. Whether it's receiving a service or changing the way you're asking for things or working with stone therapy, these are some ways to do it. The best piece of advice I can give you is that when we are stressed or depressed, it is usually because our plate is full. There is a full freaking pie on that plate, and each slice is an issue. Well, you are tackling that whole entire pie. You were looking at that whole entire pie going, holy crap, I have to deal with all of this. When really, you should be pulling back and looking at which slices you have control over, which slices you can actually do something about, which slices you can actually change, and put your effort there. one slice at a time. Instead of putting 10% of your effort into each slice when you take on the whole pie, you are now putting 100% of your effort into one slice, and it's now off the plate. Just something to think about. Because a lot of times with stress, we try to control things that we do not have control over. And sometimes by taking a step back and controlling the situations or making the conscious choices that we should with situations we can control, other situations will find a solution for themselves and they will naturally disappear. They will naturally come off the plate. So that is also some encouragement and another thing to keep in mind. The best thing that I can tell you is we're in an evolving world. Energy is shifting. Things are, perspectives are shifting. You know, be conscious. Be mindful of how you feel, how you think. Remember, it is not permanent. Nothing ever is. That things will change. And one of my favorite ways of looking at it is if you've hit rock bottom, well, honey, the only place you got to go is up. The only place you got to go is up. There is no, once you're at the bottom of that pit, the only place to go is up. There is no place to go except upwards, upwards and onwards. That positivity is yours to grab. It is yours to grasp. You know, you have to look at your path as, you know, and this is an example because no path is ever straight. But say that you put a ruler on a piece of paper, straight ruler. That is your path. And now all of a sudden, you put a glass of water next to that page, and a pencil sharpener, and crayons, and markers. And you just slightly hit every single one of those things, and it starts to move towards that ruler right on the center of the page. Those are negativities coming in. And you as the ruler, you on that path, you have to decide if that negativity is allowed to affect you. You have to decide whether or not those crayons get close to your path, which may be people who are influencing you in a negative way or making you feel negative, making you doubt yourself, making you feel like, excuse my French, shit. You know, maybe that eraser is a big life change, and you have to decide if you're going to stand still in that path or if you're going to roll through it because maybe it was in your path for a reason. You know, maybe that cup of water gets tipped, and now you're emotionally overwhelmed because you're dealing with a grief or a loss. Do you stay in that wave of emotion, that wave of loss, or do you move through it? These are all things that will come into your life. These are all things that will hit that ruler. No path is ever straightforward, but your path to enlightenment is, because at the end of the day, you allow things to affect you. You allow energies to come in and cause depression and cause stress. And everybody will say, no, 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 no. I'm sad because he made me feel that way. No, he did an action. You chose to accept it. And you chose to feel something about it. And while you're sitting there going, he made me feel this way, you need to ask yourself, what is he doing at this time? Because I guarantee you he's not sitting in that chair thinking about how you made him feel. He's already moved on. He knew how to separate. You know, it's one of those things where you are allowing yourself to feel these emotions. You're allowing them to tear you down. Do you not have any control? That's the blunt way of putting it. Do you lack so much self-control that you allow everybody to influence you? Do you lack self-doubt to where you are allowing somebody else to make you feel things and you don't believe in yourself enough to believe in yourself? Do you not have courage and confidence? Do you lack that as well? And these are, it's okay if you do. And I'm sure a lot of you out there are probably really angry at me for posing those questions. But these are things that you need to look at because these are things that can be worked on you. If you are depending on a relationship or a situation to complete you, why is that a necessity? Why is that a necessary? If you are looking for that perfect job and you will not take anything in between, why is that the perfect job for you? And is it really, really, truly the perfect job for you? Or do you just want it because you're going to make lots of money? And why is money so important to you? You know, you have to look at things in more than just one way. You know, and ask yourself, why? Why am I feeling this way? Am I allowing somebody to affect me to feel this way? Because a lot of times with stress and anxiety, or even depression, you have now allowed that water to pour over the ruler. You've let that eraser step forward. Those crayons are standing tall. All of these things, you know, the markers, all of it is now right on top of your ruler. And you're standing in the middle of it, but you're not realizing that all you have to do is stick out your arms and push it away. You have to make that conscious decision. Is it going to change everything? No. Is it going to rid everything emotionally at the same time? No. Are you going to wake up tomorrow and have absolutely no stress? No. You know, but at the end of the day, some of these things just might be as simplistic as that. So I'm just going to say keep those things in mind. If you have any questions or concerns, please feel free to contact me. I love when listeners do. You can go to bodymindspiritradio.com and click on host. Go to Unveiling the Psychic Truth. All my shows are there in archive, and all my contact information is there as well. You can email me at moonbeamessence@yahoo.com. You can call me or text message me at 313-516-8210. You can go to my Facebook page, Divine Temperance with Courtney Overfield, for updates, especially if you're interested in bidding on a date night with a psychic with myself and learning more about the upcoming event on Sunday. Or you can go to divinetemperance.com and you can look at all my products, services, readings, and so forth and so on. I want to thank you for taking the time to listen today. And I want to thank you for taking the time to really embrace the energy that I am putting out there. One of the things that I always tell people is that I am blunt. I do not sugarcoat. I put the information out there. It's up to you to accept it and receive it. Even I, too, am human and have to deal with stress and anxiety and even bouts of, you know, or bits, I should say, of depression that come through the door. But I have taken an active role in my life to be confident, to be positive enough to know that I can handle what comes. And I know that it is not permanent. That my light will shine greater than anything that is thrown at me. And yours will too. But that comes with belief and confidence. So if you are stuck right now within your mind and your body, then please, please take a step back, take a step out of the box, and look towards spirit and work with spirit. And spirit will guide you back into a right state of and frame of mind and a great state emotionally. Let's clear out this clutter. Let's make the world a better place. Let's all feel good again and feel like we can move forward. Yeah, I know, I just kind of sound like the president right there, but I didn't mean that. I didn't mean to sound like the president, but at the end of the day, let's make us all feel great again. There you go. But at the end of the day, these things are achievable. These things are possible. So while you are saying, I can't or I cannot, you need to change that to I will and I can. And even if it's not today or tomorrow, I still will, I still can. Because timing is everything too, guys. And that is one of the biggest things that we always fight is the concept of patience and the concept of timing. But the universe has a grand master plan and they are working for you, not against you. So I want to wish you the best of luck. I want to wish you a fabulous start of summer. I'm so excited. My birthday's on June 21st. I was a solstice baby. So I want you two guys to have lots of fun, enjoy, and feel free to contact me. I will speak to you all next month, And once again, if you want to listen to any of my shows or anybody else's, please venture to BodyMindSpiritRadio.com. Until next time, bye-bye.